we get started, what is your name, please, ma'am?
Okay.
Christina Isabel Perez.
Okay, Ms. Perez, who's going to do Ms. Perez?
I will.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing, ma'am.
Okay.
Good morning. Would you state your name and ABC number for the record, please?
Christina Isabel Perez, 319762.
Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemencies. Let me introduce the board members that will be conducting the hearing this morning. To my right is Dr. C.T. Wright. Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Jay Norris. To his right is the Honorable Neil Rittenhouse. And also in the room, we have Mr. Osborne. He's our community corrections officer, and he also represents the parole office today. Prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on the form, you will notify you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself?
Represent myself.
Okay. All right, I need to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Oh, thank you.
Now, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. All right. In phase one, we'll read the allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read, I'm going to ask you to tell me whether it's true or false. If you say it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Osborne and then talk about it. Okay?
Yes.
All right. You have one allegation on your warrant, which is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at 609 East Doris Street, Avondale, Arizona, on or about August 31st, 2017, and verbally directed on August 31st, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, so you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false?
True.
And based on the admission of Ms. Perez, I find that Ms. Perez was delinquent as she violated her condition of her supervision and that she may have or has lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal age of recovery.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, we move into phase two, but before we do, we receive some more information from Mr. Osborne. So we'll stand right and be right back to you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Ms. Perez was released from DOC custody on August 31st of 2017. She was arrested on October 13th of 2017 by the Casa Grande Police Department on her absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody on October 16th of 2017 with 36 absconding days with a community supervision end date of February 4th of 2018. Current conviction, June 21st of 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. She had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. She has a minimal disciplinary history and since her return on November 1st of 2017, received a write-up for disrupting account for being out of place. Other arrests, 2014, dangerous drug violation, AZ unknown, and 2014, dangerous drug violation, AZ unknown. And she has a community risk score of G1 and B1.
Thank you. Okay. Do a quick review here. Okay. July 19th to 17th, you were approved and designed with Timothy Reed at 609 East Doris Street, Avondale, Arizona. And no other residents have been approved. Did you ever go and stay at that address?
No, I didn't. I really didn't have a good relationship with him at the time. I didn't want to see if it got any worse or if it got any better. I just tried to avoid the situation altogether, but I did give June a bond, an address to stay at, but I had to get approved first, and he advised me to stay on the address with Timothy Reed in the meanwhile, and I did do so.
Okay, well, why didn't you get with your PO and set up a different residence if that was a problem? Because it takes some time to get that approval before you release.
Yes, I'm sorry to release, and I gave him the second address. So he advised me to stay, but Timothy Reed, and I should have called him. He left messages on my family phone, and I just didn't call because I just felt like he was not going to be too happy about it, and I just didn't call. I should have called and went to a shelter or something. That would have been the best idea to wait. I mean, if he would have allowed me to.
Okay. So during that 36 days, did you have any employment during that time?
No, I didn't. I actually was applying at places, but the whole ordeal of the possession charge was like holding me back from it.
Okay. And I see that August 31st, 2017, you referred to the ABC Community Corrections Community Accountability Program, CAP for short. You failed to complete the program. You did not attend any classes. You also referred to TASC for random broadcasting, and you were assigned the color pink, and it was one UA and it was negative. I see that your arrest and everything indicate that you might have a problem with drugs. Do you have a problem with drugs?
Yes, sir. I do actually need help. After getting out of here, I have decided to go to some other behavioral health. Even if I do max out, I'm not on parole anymore. It's just the whole thing where I need to get my life right and be able to. My state to be able to go back with my family, have a relationship with my family, basically. So I don't have a drug problem, but I'm tired of it. I cheated myself out of life. I cheated my family out of, experiences I was supposed to have with them. I mean, after my graduation, I also want to join the Army. I can never do that again. I believe so. I can. I cheated myself out of life a lot. I know I have a drug problem, and I mean, that's. Once I started with drugs, I knew my life was just over from there. I need help, I know that.
What drugs do you use?
at first I started with marijuana, and went on to methamphetamine, and I just had trouble with it for the past couple of years. I mean, I got off of it before, but it's just the past 2 years has been very hard since I lost my kids.
Okay, so meth, but no heroin?
No, never, no heroin, no.
So, once you're done with your parole, your sentence, that's when your family's going to help you get some assistance to get cleaned up and get off of drugs?
Yes, they actually recently talked to me, and I was honest with them every time that I am incarcerated, I'm going to go back to drugs. And now that they are seeing that I'm actually saying that I need help, but I'm not going to go back to it, that's just shocking to them because I'm a very lonely person. They know that I stick to my word, and if I tell them that I am going to use and I'm still incarcerated, they know I'm going to use right now. And now that I'm telling them I'm not and I want help, but I want to go back to Sonora Behavioral Health, a rehabilitation center in Tucson, they're willing to be, support me and, you know, be there throughout the whole thing.
Okay. While you've been incarcerated, you know, before you were out of community supervision, did you take any programming in there, like Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous? Did you take any of that programming?
Yes, compulsive addictive behavior and NA and AA, most of it was done in Chatham County while I was incarcerated there for, I believe, between March and June. I got here June 24th, I believe, of this year, before I was released on parole. And this time I tried to attend those, but I started working, and the days that I work are actually the days they have an AA, and also the compulsive addictive behavior. But whenever I don't work or I try to go as much as I can. I actually want to get my certificate before I move out of here for confronting addictive behavior.
Okay. Let's see, any other board members have any questions? Mr. Canales.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. Ms. Perez?
Yes.
You said you have children?
Yes, sir, I have two girls.
You said two girls?
Yes.
And will you have an opportunity to reestablish a relationship with them when you're done with your time in the correction system?
Yes, and also one of my daughters, she's in local 101, I haven't seen her in a couple of years. Which is my 8-year-old, my 3-year-old, I've actually seen her for the first time since she was a newborn when I got out. That's actually most of the reason why I don't want to go back to. I haven't been able to stay with Timothy Reed and just have a dysfunctional relationship, friendship with him. And I was actually staying in the area where my daughter was at, my 3-year-old.
So when you decided not to live with Timothy Reed, that's when you absconded, is that right? Or?
Yes, sir. I actually went back to Casaran and I was staying in the area where my daughter resided, a couple of blocks away from my daughter.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for being honest with the board.
Yes, sir. As she said, she did go back to Casa Grande, and I also wanted to state that Prosser Supervisor Anthony Oliveri sent out absconder reduction program letters offering her a chance to turn herself in to three different addresses. All three, one in Avondale, the other two was 1651 North Cameron Street in Casa Grande, and 2506 West Paradise Palms in Casa Grande, offering her a chance to come turn herself in and work with her. So, just wanted to note that, sir.
Okay. All right. We'll come to the close of your hearing now, and the board will go into discussion to make a determination on your community supervision. But it's your hearing, so we'd like to give you an opportunity to tell us anything you'd like us to know before we go into discussion. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
Okay. Thank you. I've been in and out of the I started with the juvenile system with the state, starting at 12 years old at a very young age. I'm now going to be 25 this year, I mean next year. And I'm just really tired of this. I mean, there's people that just quit all of a sudden, quit doing drugs, change their life. And I've done it before for a period of time, a small amount of time, a couple of years. But I'm just ready for the complete change. I'm going to be 25. And like I said, I just wanted myself out of life, my family, my kids. And I wish my family would at least give me my mail. At least, I know they didn't want to be around me when I was on drugs or have any contact with me whatsoever when I was out. But they could at least gave me my mail to tell me that I did have a chance to turn myself in. And when I get out, I still am going to go to Sonora Behavioral, I mean, for rehabilitation. I believe I need that before I get back into the world, and I need to be medicated and have goal plans, you know, something set up for myself. And that's all I want to say. Thank you for your time.
Okay. The one thing we wanted in discussion while we're doing that, we'll be talking amongst ourselves and to make a determination. So we ask that you remain quiet, but you listen in, and you'll hear everything we talk about, and then we'll give you the decision when we're finished, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're now in discussion. It's, I don't know, I like her attitude. Hopefully, her children, the idea of children has prompted her to really make that extra effort when she gets out, and I, really hope she's successful, but with the scout days and everything else going on, I think she'd be, her time would be better spent there incarcerated and trying to get a little bit more of the Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, the drug abuse or substance abuse training. So I am not going to recommend that we return her to community supervision, but willing to listen to my colleagues if. Based on all the information and discussion we have had, I move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Perez, as she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Ms. Perez, the board has voted to revoke your committee supervision. Our union will still be getting out on about February 4th of 2018. It's not a real long time, a little over 2 months. But you even mentioned that you'd like to get a certificate in as far as the NA or AA classes go. So hopefully you can get your CL3 there and they can get you set up, and with that short of a time period, maybe you won't have a conflicting work schedule to give you those certificates. So you'd be better prepared when you get out, and we wish you all the luck and hope that, that we never see you again.
I hope so, too. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All right. Can you phone to the CO3?
Thank you. Okay, thank you.